that you know of, and yet there is something that you have a glimpse of, is way beyond the mind.
Because
gate, they call say.
As the mind has a reference point for everything, but it doesn't. This
there is not gonna go. There it goes. Ugh.
Right. So there is no. That's what you're saying. There is nothing to.
No. What happens is through the avenue of the inside of the mind that is quieting down, you have a glimpse of it. As you glimpse more, the mind becomes more curious and begins to support you. It will get to the point that the mind becomes an avenue of which was never visible all time. But this process is completely out of your hand. You can make it happen with any practice. You can make it go away. This is the part that has to happen spontaneously, on your own, and nobody can carry you. It's all on your own.
By practicing more?
By just being vigilant, effortlessly. I don't like to use the practice here. I might use it, you know, I use it very much elsewhere, because you guys are already expert on that. So make sure it's effortless.
Could we come in the meditation and watch the seer or see the seer?
No. I'm sorry, honey. I don't find it the right timing at this time. Maybe tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a DVD if you'd like to review it before.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
He has all the DVDs.
Tony.
Can I talk about self-inquiry a little bit?
How do you do self-inquiry?
Somebody had questioned. I normally
no, but I want you to share it.
self-inquiry. The most important one that I normally do, that who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Since you are omnipresent, you are everywhere, you are everything, who am I?
Mm-hmm. Anybody else does any other? Very good. This is in Kukubija. Anybody else does self-inquiry that would like to share with the rest of us?
You mean not a meditation?
No, just,
yeah.
I call everything just, meditation.
Yeah.
Don't even pay attention.
I mean, yeah. Well, I ask that a lot of times, especially when I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
I ask, who am I?
And you say, who are you too?
Yeah.
Who are you anyway?
Who are you? And then, you know, dee. So, yeah.
It's good to ask people who are you, because it sent them to, who am I really?
Yeah, in terms of born, you know, have I been born or... What is there?
And what has it been the effect for you?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's how the inquiry goes, for whoever asked. Do you know what kind of a gymnastic it is for me to come on Tuesday night when not everybody is in the level, one level together?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that before. I think I've heard you say it kind of out loud like that. You're sitting in there with people, and you've actually single this out, you know, I'm Mahmood and myself, and sometimes Wendell. And then you have people that are coming for the first time.
Yeah.
You're sort of,
it is
where
such
do I start? Yeah. Oh, like, where do I start?
Yeah.
But for me,
it's like, oh my God,
yeah.
Mihai, Tony, follow me, let's get out of here.
But actually, I like.
Yeah.
I like Tuesday nights because of what happens
mm-hmm.
is so many times you have to go back to basics and
yeah.
just like
yeah. I'm glad to hear that from you, Tony. Honest to God, do. I was hoping somebody says that because I think repetition of different angle only brings clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zoya called me one time and she was so excited. She said, you know, well, 1.5 year, 2 year, I watched DVDs day and night. And I knew for a fact I knew it. Then I put it aside for a few months and I took one today, oh my God, do I know it, right? And so it's the same as the in the class.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm sure I'm getting it now.
It is
yeah,
sure for you, it's very hard for you watching you in those videos sometimes to have different levels and I can see what you're going through, but for us,
yeah,
as small a level as it is,
uh-huh.
still
yeah gives
bring some things up, some other things up,
yeah, yeah,
makes it, you know,
yeah,
shine more.
Yeah.
So every time you watch
it's,
it, you get
yeah.
different
more,
yeah.
like, expansion.
But definitely, your position, God.
Yeah. It's comes. Yeah, yeah. It is effortless, but it's nice to know, from the other people that that this thing's actually beneficial. To this day, when I review all my stuff that I've done is very enlightening for me. I still read my diary from
mm-hmm.
many years ago because there are points that I've forgotten that I need to remember for myself, not for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
When was it? No, I wasn't, Am I a Man or a Woman? Was written long time ago and I had forgotten about it. One morning I was reading my diary and I came across of that, I said, my God, you know, this was really a doozy. And then few months later, it came out in the Thursday night class.
Even in Iran, they say, as they read the stuff, as they see the DVDs more and more, it opens, you know, every
the
time they watch it,
more.
It opens consciousness, and there's a different
yeah.
avenue opening up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Good, good.
Oh, yeah.
You find something new that you didn't last time.
Every
yeah.
single
every
time.
Time. Happens to me too.
And every single time.
Good.
And even the most basic, like you say, is about the stop meditation,
mm-hmm.
which is the foundation of
mm-hmm.
all of it. Like today, sometimes you just, there are corners that are said that just
yeah.
maybe a different way of saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
That sits
that
in your heart.
That expands it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The reason we don't ask, or I don't ask personally, because I sometimes I feel like you don't want to keep repeating yourself. But
no,
you,
as
want,
long as there is a need, I love to repeat myself because
okay.
I know what repetition does.
Okay, okay.
It just digs deeper and makes it more clear and easier for people to run with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys have something to share? Any questions?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to share something?
Hi, Ali. Or if there are any further questions.
Is there any further questions?
I don't know about
Satyam,
mm-hmm.
since it was the first time that I heard about this mm-hmm. practice that you were talking
mm-hmm.
about,
mm-hmm.
that are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
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 It was the first time I heard
mm-hmm.
it here,
mm-hmm.
and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something about then watch and see when things, how things happens. What I, my
what
question to you is that when did you start doing this? this is for the times that you...
I did it.
Something wants to, something has to get done, or there is a need for that, or it's just...
I did it as often as I could. As often as I could, because it was my only companion.
Oh.
I went to this presence for everything in my life, from a small to big, and sometimes for adoration, sometimes for reassurance. Because once you get familiar with something that is not separate from yourself and is a very safe and knows the totality and is, you find a companion that you were not concentrated on it before. You didn't know it. It was not introduced to you. This companion later on are proven to be yourself. But believe me, it takes it's good to be with that companion. And did I go for different things? It was my companion. I did anything I wanted to do with it.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah, exactly. I had no shame with it. I'm going to say it. I would have romance not without this companion. I would not look at Richard without this companion.
Wow.
Then our marriage became a tantric. Because to me, I was making love to God, to my companion. And is the experience that is beyond anything that can be imagined. I didn't say Richard was my companion as that. I wanted to do it here first. I want to feel it here while I'm with Richard. And then that becomes anything I touch. Boy, I'm pouring out secrets. Honey, I'm sorry.
What a lucky man.
I was going to say, you don't have to be sorry.
Well, I guess I haven't seen you the way I am.
I never
stayed with him, though.
Because I felt that it's so, you know, pure that you're not supposed to involved in these things.
Yes.
Because you know how...
This is not clean, that is not clean.
Yeah,
our
society
is. Shame.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, having sex even with your husband... It's like, you know, it's something shameful.
Oh my God,
I used to
sit down and say, God, will you forgive me?
Yeah.
I had this sex with my husband, just please forgive me. What the hell?
See, I would never involve God.
I'm sorry, Tony, that this was a sex Iranian woman in the beginning.
But that's what I'm saying. But I always talk to God. I mean, the way that...
No, it's nice to be able to say
anything. I talk to you loud.
Yes.
Yes. I was always like to talk to God, and sometimes,
yes,
you know,
exactly,
around me people say, who are you talking to? I'm talking to God.
Yes, and it's so beautiful to have this companion through your own experience and see the presence. When you feel the presence, my God, it is your companion to eternity. It will reassure you. It will give you love. It will lift you. Remember, I could telephone, called you, and I said, stand up. It will do that from within.
It puts you above
and beyond everything. Yeah.
Commandments.
But
this is what I wrote
so
here for you
today.
I told you that there's a lot of crazy writing. Another thing I wrote for you was that I can sleep in any man I want to. I sleep with any man I want to.
I'm your virgin, this should be.
And you put me